and this fight is more about ideology than
the Radio.
A whole lot, at least one day long, and they will prevail.
But Senate Democrats are still AWOL. They've left the state refusing to vote on the bill. President Obama is in Oregon, second stop on a West Coast trip that's focused on technology. He toured an Intel plant in Hillsborough.
We just had an amazing tour. One of my staff, he said, it's like magic.
The president repeated his call for Americans to outbuild, out-innovate, out-educate, and out-hustle the rest of the world. The Dow closed up 73 points. The NASDAQ added 2. The S&P gained 3. This is ABC News.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refills. Office Max. Work with us.
NBA All-Star.
Are you lost and perplexed when it comes to your website? You'll want to tune in to the Internet Business Hour, where we answer everyday questions about web design, new web applications, online marketing, social media, and more. We make it simple to understand and give you the latest tips, tricks, and ideas to help you keep up in today's digital marketplace. Don't miss us. Tune in to listen to the Internet Business Hour Saturdays at 2 on WWNN AM 1470 and Sundays at 2 on WSBR AM 740 Radio.
When our air conditioning system went down last summer, we were lucky to have a neighbor in the air conditioning business. Bill Thomas AC and Heating, 50 years family owned and operated and always reliable. Bill was at my house in no time. The problem was my AC coils were clogged with dirt and algae. Bill explained that an AC system is like a car. If you want it to run effectively, you have to have it cleaned and tuned up periodically. Bill removed the AC coils, gave them a professional acid wash, and then tuned the entire unit. When he was done, it was blowing ice-cold air. And the fact is that 75% of the service calls performed by Bill Thomas AC are completed on the initial visit at an average cost of under $100. Bill Thomas will never sell you an AC unit you don't need, and the prices are always low. Bill Thomas AC, call 954-434-4576. That's 954-434-4576. Tell them Steve Kane sent you.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refills. Office Max. Work with us.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. Good afternoon, and welcome to Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani of Ascani Wealth Management. Ascani Wealth Management is located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Give Dan a call at 877-578-5788. That's toll-free, 877-578-5788. 5788, or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors and is a registered representative of Kovac Securities. Dan can help you with money management, security brokerage services, financial services including financial planning, preservation, estate protection, and much, much more. Over the next hour, Dan will share his wisdom on all of these subjects. Now, here's the host of Defending Your Money, Dan Ascani.
And welcome once again to the Defending Your Money show. This is Dan Ascani. I'm here every day, 5 p.m. Eastern, on WSBR AM 740, Money Talk Radio, until February 28th, that is. That's when we move the show to 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. Eastern. So write that down. You'll catch us all next week at 5 p.m. Eastern, but on the February 28th, beginning then, 6:30 p.m. Eastern and 8:30 p.m. Eastern are our times during the week, and 12:30 p.m. on Saturdays. And, of course, you can always log into our website and listen to the live stream of the show or hear an archive at your convenience. To get to our website, just punch in defendingyourmoney.com into your browser, and that's going to redirect you to my firm's website, my firm, AscaniWealthManagement.com. The firm's Ascani Wealth Management. The website is AscaniWealthManagement.com. And there, when you get to the website, just click on that radio icon. It says, listen to Dan Ascani's daily radio show. It's in the right corner of the homepage. And go ahead and listen. And while you're there, you can look at some reports. You can look at some blogs, although we are restarting the blog soon. And the website should be gaining additional functionality as the programming is updated. In any case, this show is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and or the business defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. We love to do what I call drill down below the surface layer of basic news and information to look for additional clues. And we're going to do that today because what we have at this point is a stock market where the averages, like the Dow Industrial Average, the S&P 500, just seem to be drifting up on low volume, less and less volume, a contracting volume, that is, and that typically indicates, or suggests anyway, a lack of buying interest. Now, I've said on the show before that when that happens, it doesn't mean the market has to go down, but it is one thing you can look for ahead of a correction most of the time, when the buying interest tends to diminish, and that's symptomatic typically of rallies on low volume. Now, today was an option expiration day, February options expiring, so typically there's a little extra volume in there and some cross currents, and perhaps that's one thing we saw today with the Dow up about 78 points, the NASDAQ up only a point, Dow up 73 points, that is, NASDAQ only up about a point, S&P up 2.5, and the PowerShares QQQ Trust, that's the QQQQs, the ETF linked to the NASDAQ 100, the tech-heavy NASDAQ 100, closed down 0.13, a small decline, but the significance of that is that the Qs had gone up reportedly 14 days in a row. Light volume, contracting volume, in fact. Volume, I think, yesterday and today, actually yesterday in the Qs, the lightest I've seen since around Christmas. And that broke its streak today with just a slight down day. But those are the cross currents I'm talking about. Dow could be up 73 points on an option expiration day, and the NASDAQ or the Qs can actually be down. And we had some sectors actually down also in the market, and some flying. For example, mining shares flew again, up sharply. Most mining shares, not all of them, some of them were down a little bit. But at one point today, I saw silver Wheaton up about 7%. And it closed up 6.5%. That's on the heels of the huge moves going on in silver to the upside, up another 2.8% today, 90 cents an ounce. I'm showing it around $32.40 an ounce. Gold up $4, roughly $13.89. But silver has really taken off, and this is a new, I believe it is a new 30-year high in silver. Silver now clearing its December highs. Gold hasn't done so yet, but silver clearing those highs, and Silver Wheaton Company, directly tied to the performance of silver, really, up 6.5%. And there were some mining shares that were up quite a bit. Hecla Mining, also another silver mining share, a company, I should say, up 3%. And then he had other mining companies like Gold Fields up 2.8%, El Dorado Gold up 1.8%, Harmony up 1.8%, and on down the list until you get to a couple of laggards there, such as Agnico Eagles Mines down 2.25%, and Kinross Gold down 1%. Newmont Mining down about 0.78%. Interestingly, Freeport-McMoRan, copper and gold, Inc., down another 4%. And this company's stock has been under pressure actually since mid-January, when it double-topped with its late December, early January high, around $61 a share. It staged an initial correction along with part of the stock market, some of it anyway, sectors correcting in January. And now it's down on heavy volume today, and that's going to be interesting, because if the economy is going to continue to recover, then one of the things you would likely see is a continued rally in copper. Now, copper itself had gone to record highs recently, and Freeport-McMoRan had been doing very well. But recently, tailing off and down about 4% today. I'm trying to get a copper quote up here, down only about a quarter of a percent. Copper itself, copper being important to the prospects for an economic recovery, because copper is so a good indicator, I should say, of an economic recovery, because it's used in industry and housing and so forth. And copper has been on one heck of an advance since June, finally peaking in the last couple of days. No big deal yet, but it's interesting that Freeport-McMoRan is actually near a two-month low. Copper a couple of days off its high, and the stock market drifting up on lessening or contracting volume, and I still think what that may mean is that the internal corrections going on in some of the sectors may mean that the averages are ready for a correction. We'll see. That hasn't happened yet. The Dow just seems to keep forging ahead, 12,391. Bonds up a little bit today. Long bond down slightly. 10-year Treasury note up. And then as we go down the list, the dollar down again. Now, there has been some talk on the street, really just talk between analysts, and what you might hear on the financial TV, that the dollar itself is no longer the flight to quality currency when tensions, geopolitical tensions, break out. And, you know, all the Mideast tensions and everything that's been going on, typically perhaps would have seen the dollar strengthen, but it hasn't been. The currency that appears to be benefiting as the safe haven currency is the Swiss franc, and it's been up and up and up. It's above a dollar, a 105. I have it. You can get you have to pay $1.05 now for a single Swiss franc. Crossed over the parity level recently, and that's interesting also. And as we look through the list of what's been going on this option expiration day, we can see that the various sectors of the market having a mixed day. I already mentioned the mining shares did well. There's some country ETFs that did well today, such as iShares Taiwan, Netherlands, Malaysia, and those were up about between 0.8 and 1.8%. And then as you go down the list, the performance tends to flatten out. China up slightly after China raised interest rates again. And then you go down the list, transportation's down, energy down a little bit, Australia down, and so forth. So a mixed bag today with some of the sectors. We're going to talk about defending and building your money on this show as we go forward. And stay tuned. I'll be right back after the break. Don't forget to write down the new show time, 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. beginning February 28th. I'll be right back.
Are you worried about whether the stock market will dive again? Are you concerned that another swoon could take away from your retirement and your financial future? Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money show and founder of Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, Florida. For years, I've been managing client accounts using our proven models. I've been a licensed professional for over 25 years and have steered my clients and subscribers through our research through panics, crashes, and manias, including the crash of 87 and the crash of 2008. If you're considering well-researched and experienced money management, I invite you to call us toll-free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788, toll-free, or go to our website at defendingyourmoney.com for a free, no-obligation portfolio review. You'll be glad you did.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors, Inc. and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
Are you worried about whether the stock market will dive again? Are you concerned that another swoon could take away from your retirement and your financial future? Hi, I'm Dan Ascani, host of the Defending Your Money Show and founder of Ascani Wealth Management in North Palm Beach, Florida. For years, I've been managing client accounts using our proven models. I've been a licensed professional for over 25 years and have steered my clients and subscribers through our research through panics, crashes, and manias, including the crash of 87 and the crash of 2008. If you're considering well-researched and experienced money management, I invite you to call us toll-free at 877-578-5788. That's 877-578-5788, toll-free, or go to our website at defendingyourmoney.com for a free, no-obligation portfolio review. You'll be glad you did.
Dan Ascani is a registered investment advisor representative of Kovac Advisors, Inc. and a registered representative of Kovac Securities, member FINRA, SIPC.
Welcome back to the Defending Your Money Show. This is Dan Ascani. Thanks for joining me. Remember, this show is all about you as the consumer, investor, and or the business defending, building, and preserving your wealth in the stuff economy. As I said earlier in the show, I'm here every weekday at 5 p.m. Eastern, but on February 28th, we switched to 6:30 p.m. Eastern here on WSBR AM 740. Replayed again at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, and as always, streamed live and archived on our website. Just punch in defendingyourmoney.com. That'll take you to Ascani Wealth Management's website. Also, Saturdays at 12:30 p.m., you can catch us. And I want you to write down our phone number because you can sign up for our wine tasting event. That's an event on February 24th, Thursday, 6:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern at the Living Room Restaurant in Boynton Beach. Reservations are necessary. You got to call up, though, 877-578-5788, toll-free. Again, that's 877-578-5788, toll-free, to sign up for our wine-tasting event. Now, I want to add also that when you call up, and on the show I usually say this, to be sure you tell us you want a portfolio review on steroids, as I call it. And the reason for that is this is the time, based on world events that I've been talking about on this show and that have been going on based on where the markets are, in our view, this is the time to review your strategy, to review your portfolio. And we can help you with that, with a no-obligation portfolio review, because what we do is we take your statements and put them into our software, take an x-ray of it, a couple x-rays of it. And what I mean by that is we take a look at where the concentrations are in investments, what the risk is you're taking, I mean numerical risk, such as standard deviation, and what the expected returns are in the investments you're in. By expected returns, I mean if you use modern portfolio theory, you can see that stocks, bonds, commodities, et cetera, real estate, have a certain expected return based on historical performance. And many people have financial goals that are such that they wish to obtain a certain return per year. Well, the investments you're in may or may not provide that. And I don't just mean market fluctuation. A down market wouldn't provide you perhaps with the returns you want, but the expected returns of the various asset classes like stocks, bonds, and commodities may be different than what your goals are. So it's best to take a look at the software, take that x-ray, and then we can make adjustments in the portfolio before you anything is done in your portfolio. You could see what the effect will be on the portfolio, the risk levels, the concentrations, the rebalancing between the asset classes, like the rebalancing between stocks, bonds, and alternatives like commodities, precious metals, or ETFs holding precious metals, exchange-traded funds holding precious metals. And so rebalancing the portfolio in full view of what the software is showing you, the changing risk that perhaps a different investment, a rebalancing of investments might do, the changing expected return, and your own goals between now and into retirement, your own goals can be aligned with where your investments are. Because in order to achieve your goals, you may have some shortfalls along the way. That's standard financial planning. Financial planning, a thorough financial plan, will show you where your shortfalls are based on the goals you set out. Putting kids through college, retirement, buying that ski chalet, or whatever the case may be. Having a certain lifestyle after retirement, needing a certain amount of income, dealing with the low interest rate environment now and getting income out of the investment markets, et cetera. There's shortfalls typically in the investment strategy and where you want to be years from now. And the financial plan and the investment plan can certainly help with that. But I'm saying now is the time to do it. Now is the time to plan. Because of what's going on in the world, and I talked about on this show this weekend during the Egyptian Revolution, that it seems to me like there's something ingrained in all of us. Basically, it's give me back my country. I want to say in the direction it's going, more of a say than I have. This seems to be worldwide to me. Even in Wisconsin, they're demonstrating they want to say. And this is occurring in many parts of the world, as I'm sure you're aware. Many parts of the Mideast and other areas. And with the stock market having run up, the S&P actually now officially having doubled from the crash low in March 2009, and with interest rates having risen a little bit, the long bond, municipal bond yields, corporate bond yields having risen, and with the economy apparently moving from a state of deflation to a more neutral state, perhaps between deflation and inflation, that's a big switch. Those are all big changes, and they affect your portfolio. Even if your portfolio has been fine during this rally from the crash low, changes occur, and having an investment plan with an organized and disciplined strategy ahead of time is the way to do it. Now, we, of course, help our clients with that. We are advisors. We manage money on a discretionary basis. We're independent advisors. That means we clear through Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, and Pershing. What that means is at Ascani Wealth Management, we don't hold or custody any funds. We don't clear any trades. You open an account with Fidelity, TD Ameritrade, or Pershing, and you put us on as your manager, your investment advisor, or your broker of record, or both. And that can be done with Fidelity, Pershing, or TD Ameritrade. Or perhaps you're a corporation with a retirement plan for your employees. You have an administrator and a custodian, and your assets are going to stay there. We still manage those types of accounts where your assets are located. And that's another thing we specialize in. We give full-service wealth management, financial planning, estate planning, and more, and where we don't do it in-house, we work with professionals in the area. And what I mean by that is if you need an estate planning attorney or a CPA, we work with them and can help you. Or we can work with your certified financial planner or CPA. The important thing is to pay attention to your portfolio at this time of transition in the economy from perhaps deflation to inflation, and perhaps from a rally in the stock market that has taken it to a double from the crash low, the S&P doubled, to a correction, perhaps, at least preparing for one, at least knowing what to do during one. And then geopolitically, globally, it seems to me that the world, the many areas that are demonstrating, is on the brink, either these demonstrations and what's happening through parts of the globe turn more violent or turn more peaceful. I think we're at that brink right now. We're at a critical point. So if we all perhaps think the same thought, peaceful expression of our needs and desires to our governments and to those who we need to speak to would be the great thing to have happen instead of having violence. And we've been talking about the various things that go on in the Mideast right now, including the Iranian warships that have been seeking passage through the Suez Canal and wanting to park in Syria. Interesting situation there. But nonetheless, an unstable situation, and always good to have an investment plan and a portfolio review done ahead of time while things are still calm. And we can help you with that. All you have to do is call 877-578-5788, toll free. Again, that's 877-578-5788, toll free. As I indicated, we'll input your portfolio into our software and take a couple x-rays of it. And our software is going to give us a set of numbers back that are meaningful to us. As I often say, like a physician ordering blood work or lab work during your physical, your annual physical, he gets a lab report with a few pages of numbers that mean something to the physician, and that's what we get on your portfolio. And then it can be translated into easy-to-understand reports. We can help you understand where the risk concentrations are in your portfolio, what the projected income from your portfolio is for the next year or so, and where your shortfalls are based on your own goals. The number 877-578-5788, toll-free, 877-578-5788, toll-free. I'm Dan Ascani. Give me a call, and we'll give you that portfolio review. A couple of things to wrap it up. Looking at the global markets and what's going on here in the U.S., stocks continuing to advance. The headlines will tell you that earnings news outweigh the Chinese lending curves. China still trying to slow its economy, trying to curb more, with China's central bank attempting to control inflation and growth that is heating up, in their opinion. And that is the opposite of what's going on here. Our Fed maintaining a pedal-to-the-metal policy, easy money, whereas the Chinese government is tightening its monetary policy over there. And that's going to have to resolve itself at some point, because it's the global economy. Going to keep expanding, or is it going to contract? I think there's a lot of good things that's happened in the economy just the last couple of months or so to really loosen it up. The liquidity trap, as it's called, the deflation causes when asset prices like real estate and stocks collapse, that liquidity vacuum appears to finally have been filled after, well, about 3.5 years after the credit market meltdown began in mid-2007, until the end of 2010, or at least the fourth quarter of 2010, when bankers started to tell me that lending was loosening up. They're more willing to lend, the Small Business Administration, more willing to lend, apparently, to small businesses. Still a little bit tough, but more willing. The Fed providing liquidity, commercial real estate, commercial lending, apparently getting by a lot of its problems. It's not all roses, and there's a lot to work through, but nonetheless, improvements in the economy, but changes to come globally and economically. Be prepared for them. Call us for portfolio review, 877-578-5788, toll-free. Don't forget to go to our website, defendingyourmoney.com, and don't forget to hear us at our new time beginning February 28th, 6:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. on AM 740 Money Talk Radio. This is Dan Ascani with the Defending Your Money Show, and we'll see you Monday.
Thanks for listening to Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani of Ascani Wealth Management, located in the Golden Bear Plaza in North Palm Beach. Now it's time for you to take action. Give Dan a call and set up your free consultation, 877-578-5788. That's toll free, 877-578-5788. Or check out the website at www.ascaniwm.com. That's ASCANIWM.com. And join us every day at this same time for Defending Your Money with your host, Dan Ascani, on AM 740 WSBR, South Florida's Money Talk Radio.
The opinions expressed in this sponsored program is strictly related to post guests and callers and not necessarily those of the station, staff, and people sponsored. The very best in business broadcasting. You are listening to AM 740 WSBR, South Florida's only money talk radio. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly limited to host guests and callers and are not necessarily those of the station, staff members, or sponsors. This is Capital Concepts with Jeff Schuler, brought to you by Liberty International Financial Services. This radio show is a no-holds-barred, no-nonsense breakdown of every area of the financial market. Liberty International is committed to helping you to protect and grow your assets. If you have questions about the broadcast, call 954-202-9491 or go online to www.lifs.info. And now, here's Jeff Schuler.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to another edition of Capital Concepts. I'm Jeff Schuler, Director of Research here at Liberty International Financial Services. Another great day for investors, pretty much all across the board, unless you're holding the dollar in oil. Once again, the dollar just got, well, whacked. It was down 0.38 at 77.61. Again, it's weak, and it is pressing down against some pretty scary support levels. And now, again, this has nothing to do with the actual value of the dollar in buying power in American goods or services. This has to do with the value of the dollar with foreign goods and services, but also as it relates to other currencies. When I say gold is a good hedge against the devaluation or the lowering value of the dollar, this is not what we're really talking about. That's a separate kind of an issue. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, all up today. Gold up 480, closing at 1389.10. Picked some up for myself today. Pretty happy about that. A couple of those buffalo ounces. I love saving money that way. And that's how I save my money, literally. I don't put it in the bank. I buy just above spot. Gold coins, silver coins. I don't care about a numismatic value because, honestly, and you got to watch out for this, especially with the so-called first strikes. I don't mind getting the first strikes. I kind of like that. But I'm not going to pay a premium for it. A, I don't have to. But B, if I go to liquidate, if I go to sell, I'm just getting melt. I'm just going to get, like everybody else, melt value. I'm just going to get spot. So why would I pay a premium? No one's going to pay me a premium when I go to sell. So why should I pay a premium when I go to buy it? It's funny. I was offered the opportunity to buy the 1 ounce coin at like $1,500, down from their regular price of $1,571. Meanwhile, I picked it up at $1,385. Just know what you're doing, but that's, again, that's how I save my money. Silver, also something I'm picking up a bunch of, up 88 cents today, $32.66, another 30-year high. That's up 2.77% for the day. Yesterday, silver was up 3.6%. That's a two-day, 2.17% today. That's a two-day 6.75% return. Is it a little much, a little quick? Kinda. It might run a little more. Again, I like buying up pullbacks. I don't like chasing. But again, that last big buy we did, 27.50. With our program, I'm not even going to repeat it. Palladium up, platinum up $1 at 18.32. Palladium up 8. At 849, Dow Jones Industrial Index gained 73.11 points to close at 12,391.25. NASDAQ up 2.37 at 28,33.95. S&P up 258 at 13,43.01. And the Nikkei in Tokyo up 6.16 at 10,842.80. Oil down 6 cents at 86.30. And we went into the dollar. One item of note change in programming. Soon, the show will not be repeated after hours at 7 or 7:30. But in the morning, two things are happening. Right now, the program is on between 7 and 7:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and from 7 to 8 on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Starting soon, it's going to be 7 to 8, Monday through Friday, and it's going to be live. We're going to go back to doing a complete live broadcast Monday through Friday in the morning, Monday through Friday in the afternoon. There is a lot to do, a lot to talk about. We're going to go over a lot more than we have up to this point. I have been saying that the situation in Europe is not better. Again, they just kicked the can down the road. News out, reports out today from the ECB, the European Central Bank, that for two nights in succession, there's been a spike in the emergency cash that's been asked to provide Eurozone banks. Banks have an automatic right to seek overnight loans from the ECB if they discover an imbalance on their books at the end of the business day and need liquidity. The last time requests for overnight funds totaled more than 10 billion euros was in the run-up to the Lehman crisis, peaking at 28.7 billion, billion euros on June 24, 2009. More recently, it's been around a billion euros. But about 16 billion euros was both borrowed both Wednesday and Thursday nights. The immediate question is whether or not a Eurozone bank is in trouble. Well, the market's not acting like that's the case, but somebody out of the blue is asking for a whole lot of short-term liquidity. Question is there fire where there's smoke? Protests, violence erupting throughout the Middle East. I said Egypt was just the start, a little sooner than I expected, but it's just the start. Bahraini security services fired on protesters on Friday, wounding more than 60. Crackdowns on pro-democracy unrest buffeting the Middle East and North Africa, turning increasingly violent. Millions of Egyptians staged a victory march, threatening their overthrow of autocrat Hosni Mubarak after 30 years. Elsewhere, people inspired by that success started themselves. Libya, Yemen, even, dare I say, Saudi Arabia. Brent crude back up to $104 a barrel. Now, remember what I said yesterday. Brent is sold to different consumers than West Texas Intermediate. That's why we have a day like today where West Texas Intermediate on the New York Merc was down, but yet Brent crude, English oil, oil derived from the Brent Sea, was up to $104 a barrel. These clashes are getting deadlier as police now, instead of using rubber bullets, are using live ammunition. That is troubling. Do you still think that peace is going to reign? It's the Middle East, ladies and gentlemen. Now, what's interesting is that they're asking, no, not asking, they're demanding democracy. That's a switch. Good switch. We'll see how it plays out, because there's going to be a bigger clash between the pro-Islamic forces and the pro-democracy forces. In an odd move, the number of investors fearing a catastrophic stock market crash is rising, even with the stock market at 2.5-year highs. The unusual dislocations come from two distinct reasons: a lack of trust in U.S. financial markets following the so-called flash crash last May, collapse of Lehman Brothers in 2007. Last December, about 75% of respondents gave at least a 10% chance of a catastrophic stock market crash. That's up from 68% who gave it a 10% probability last April. That's right. Last April, only 10% of respondents said there'd be a catastrophic crash in the next 6 months. Last December, 75%. That's enormous. And why do you think that is? Maybe because a lot of stuff that I'm seeing, other people are seeing as well. And the question's going to come. What happens to metal prices if the stock market crashes? Because ETFs are very popular. ETFs are bought in stock portfolios. It's the way stock people buy metals. Not really a metal buy, but it's the way they do it. It's the way they get their, quote, exposure to metals. If they get margin calls, well, they're going to sell. They're going to sell what they've got profits in. Will that cause a pullback? Will it be a tail wagging the dog with metal prices? Strong investor demand, record coin sales, and steady exchange-traded fund inflows are pushing silver prices and silver futures to the highest level in 31 years. Silver futures are up over 8% just this week, $32 an ounce. The silver ETF, iShares Silver Trust, launched in April 2006, up 2.4% Friday, finishing an all-time high. Silver futures are up 105% in the last 12 months. Question is, what's happening today? Some people say that the 6% spike in the last 2 days was just part of a short squeeze. And I've seen that. Others point to the fact that backwardation is in full effect, with front-month silver contracts trading higher than future months, indicating investors are interested in taking delivery of the physical commodity. I have said, and this is really important, honestly, I have been saying for a year and a half that there will be a day, and it's coming, where investors, well, not investors, industrialists, people that need the metal, are not going to be able to get it in the open market. They're not going to be able to get it in the secondary market or the off market. The size they need won't be there. They're going to turn to the futures market, which is where originally the intention was for miners and farmers to sell their crops and sell their product before delivery to lock in a price so they could get paid and invest in infrastructure and tools and materials. It became a speculator's tool. And I said that when they do this and ask for delivery, there will be a default. You could see the halt in trading on silver because of an unavailability where you will not be able to buy silver, maybe for hours, maybe for a day or two. 4 years ago, nickel defaulted. It went up fivefold in 3.5 months, and silver is so much more valuable as a commodity than nickel, not simply the dollars and cents involved, but the amount of applications and the critical nature of the applications. We're going to talk more about that, what's going on in the futures market, and why it's imperative to own silver now before this happens after the break.
Metal prices are climbing, and with the substantial amount of global debt, many are expecting gold and palladium to continue increasing in price for the foreseeable future. The experts at Liberty International Financial Services want to educate you on how to invest in all four precious metals, gold, silver, platinum, and palladium. In today's trying time, it's imperative that investors know the rules of the game. If you'd like to speak to one of the Liberty International Financial experts regarding investing in precious metals, please call 954-202-9491. That's 954-202-9491. And join us right here on AM 740 WSBR, South Florida's Money Talk Radio, to listen to Capital Concepts with Jeff Shuler, weekdays at 7 a.m. and again at 5:30 p.m. You can also listen via the Internet at WSBRradio.com. Again, for information regarding investing in precious metals, call 954-202-9491. That's 954-202-9491. 206-202-9491. Liberty International Financial Services, delivering beyond expectations. You are listening to Capital Concepts with Jeff Shuler, brought to you by Liberty International Financial Services, your source for the whole truth about the financial market. If you have questions about the broadcast, call 954-202-9491. That's 954-202-9491. Or go online to www.lifs.info. Now, once again, here's Jeff Shuler.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Capital Concepts. I'm Jeff Shuler. And it could be happening. It could be happening right now. Time is not your ally. The risk in silver is not owning it. The risk is not owning it and having it pull back on you. The risk is not owning the metal. Can we have a pullback from this level? Yes, absolutely. How much would it be? I'll tell you this. All my GTC orders have been moved up, bumped up. I'll tell you after the fact when I buy, and I'll tell you what price. It'll be the next day. Simple as that. I'm not going to wait a while and say, ooh, watch, look. It went up, I bought 2 weeks ago. And like last time, and the time before that, I'll tell you. But I'll tell you after because my clients come first. The clients of our company comes first. If investors, if anybody is using the futures market, the options market, to get delivery of silver, it will cause a significant issue. I am saying, without a doubt, there is no way from everything that I have seen, read, found out, understand, that the possibility exists at all that the futures market is not in technical default, that they have the actual metal to back up the contracts. Without any doubt in my mind, I feel the case is simple. It's not there. I also don't believe for a second there's a fraction of the, I believe it, there's only a fraction of the silver backing ETFs. Of course, they don't have to ever deliver silver, so they don't care. It's not there. Look, the facts are simple. In 1950, there were 10 billion ounces of silver above ground. In 1980, it was a fraction of that, 3 billion, 4 billion. Last year, less than half a billion, 500 million ounces of silver. It's dwindling down. And there's coming a time, and I've said this, there's coming a time when it will not be available in size, and they're going to turn, they being industrial corporate companies that need the metal to make product, and or large investors that cannot get a hold of size, metric ton size, et cetera, and they're going to turn to the futures market, and there will be a default on delivery. They'll be offered a cash settlement. Now, here's a very, I don't want to say it's a secret because it was published and people know about it, but it wasn't really discussed. It didn't really make big news. This happened in the gold market last year. There was a default. There was a failure to deliver on a futures contract involving, I won't go into the companies, so major U.S. banks. The Bank of England tried to fix it, but even then couldn't deliver investment quality, 0.999 fine, deliverable gold. They tried to offer cash. They tried to offer a cash settlement. The buyers wanted no part of it. It took weeks, and then it was hushed up. But it was out in Reuters. It was out on CNBC, online anyhow. Funny how it didn't make the Journal or Barron's. I didn't see it in any of those places. If it happens in silver, I'm telling you this, silver's a quirky thing. There are people that look at silver almost like a religion, and they've been owning silver for decades, and they hate the banks that shorted it. And it's almost like a mad passion, and they want nothing more than to break those backs. If or when this comes to pass, there will be no hush hush. It will be shouted to the rooftops of the Himalayas. The question is, does it make sense for you to own silver before this happens? Is it worth the risk of volatility of a product to be in front of something like this? Is it worth to you? Do you have the ability to hold after you buy, handle any type of short-term volatility in an investment that is actually, very simply put, money, capital, wealth? The number one most important commodity on our planet. You cannot build industry. You cannot become an industrial economy without it. Look around your house. Look around your office. And I guarantee there's 15, no less than 15 items containing silver in my office right now, just in my office. My computer has silver. My monitor has silver. My cell phones have silver. The electric lights have silver. Calculator has silver. Ah, it's a money bank that's got silver. On and on. The speakers, there's some silver in that. Left, right, and center, all over the place. Television. I'd be willing to bet that this unit, this Nexus machine that I've got here that allows me to do the radio show from my office has silver in it. Anything that conducts electricity and it needs it to be done efficiently needs silver. It's not simply money. It goes beyond that. It has that greater dynamic. You realize, let's think about something. You cannot be in business without silver. Without silver, you won't have your phones. You won't have your computers or monitors. You won't even have electric lights, your office lights. You won't have those. Some of the more important switches and electronics involved in delivering electricity to you, to your office, uses silver. It's a 100% conductant and depository holder of electricity. It's not just solar power. It's every day. It's everything from the iron that your wife or your significant other uses to make your shirts nice and even and pressed, to the toaster that you use to heat up your bagel in the morning, or your toast, your English muffin, whatever you like. As those are put together, there's a soldering solution, 5% silver. It's everywhere. It's ubiquitous. There's over 2,000 industrial uses for it. That's why the supply has been diminishing. We are at a 50-year low on supply, and we're at an all-time high on demand. It doesn't take a genius to see where the pressure of the price is going. Now, you throw in China, India, Brazil, the Pacific Rim countries into the mix, and their consumption, you know why the lid's getting ready to bust off. I've been very conservative in my projections, and every time I've made one, it's come to pass, and usually sooner than I have projected. You realize that if you came in at our last buy point, 2750, or if you come in on our next buy point, and it goes to where I project, $40 to $45, let's just say $45, because I do expect it to test the $50 mark before the year's out. But my public project is $45 an ounce. Straight on straight, that's 50%. How can I, honestly, how can I be taken seriously if I come out with projections greater than that? Yes, when I see it get close, I'll adjust if necessary. There is no real limit to the price movement on silver, but there's definitely a limit on the downside. There are literally dozens of extremely good reasons to own the metal, and there's almost none for not owning it. The only thing that should cause an individual to hesitate is not understanding enough about the investment methods involved, how to buy it, where it goes, what to do with it. Those should be the primary questions. What is it going to cost me? How much do I need to invest? What's my downside? Where is the metal stored? Things like that. Can I have it delivered to me? Absolutely. I would do that all day long. That is one of my favorite things. Look, leverage programs are one thing. You want to make my day? Call up, get some metal, gold, silver, platinum, palladium, whatever, on a delivery program. Have it sent to you. Put it away. That'll make my day. That makes me happy. I love that business because I feel very strongly that type of a savings vehicle is imperative. I believe, first, preserve wealth. Second, make money. Do them both, you cook them with gas. Save first. I like that. There's no law, no rule against doing both. In a conservative manner. Yeah. If any of your grandparents, people that were alive, in the 20s or 30s, that remember going to the banks, or were told about going to the banks, and that money was gold and silver. Remember this, that the real conservative people didn't store their money in banks. They stored their money at home. Do it again, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you enjoyed this edition of Capital Concepts, ladies and gentlemen. Have an absolutely phenomenal weekend. Monday's President's Day. We will be out. So until Tuesday, have a great one. May God bless you all.
Thank you for listening to Capital Concepts with Jeff Shuler, brought to you by Liberty International Financial Services. If you have questions about the broadcast, call 954-202-9491. That's 954-202-9491. Or go online to www.lifs.info. That's lifs.info. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, staff, management, or sponsors. You are listening to AM 740, WSBR, Boca Raton, South Florida's only Money Talk Radio.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Deirdre Bryant. A victory for House Republicans in their efforts to derail President Obama's health care law. They've passed a measure blocking money to implement the law. It's an amendment to a bill to cut federal spending, and there's more.
It's not just about health care. House members rejected an effort to bar the military from sponsoring NASCAR race cars. They approved a cutoff of federal money for Planned Parenthood after sponsors said some federal funds were being used for abortions. Last night, the House voted to cut off pay for 9 so-called White House czars, including the official in charge of energy and climate change.
ABC's Dick Ratner, a vote on the entire bill could come late tonight or early tomorrow morning. In Madison, Wisconsin, demonstrations continue against an anti-union bill that would impact pay and pension for state workers. Democrats in the state Senate have fled the state in an effort to block a vote and say they could stay in hiding for days or even weeks. Demonstrations continue in the Middle East.
We are, as Jordanians, calling for our rights.
A seventh straight day of protests in Jordan calling for greater freedoms. In Bahrain, thousands defied a ban to march on the central square in the capital.
There were pro-government rallies today. There were anti-government rallies. And now, as night falls, a spike in violence, a sense that this country is being pulled in different directions. This is a political crisis, calls already for a national dialogue, trying to get everybody to the table, trying to get the demand out.
ABC Lara Satrakian. In Libya, a doctor says at least 35 people were killed in today's protests there. The number of bodies he counted in his hospital alone. In Egypt, the military warning it will not allow the continuation of illegal strikes and protests. After a four-month delay, NASA has decided on Thursday afternoon for the Space Shuttle Discovery's final liftoff. The space agency has been working on understanding and repairing cracks in the external fuel tank. On Wall Street, the Dow gained 73, the NASDAQ up 2. This is ABC News.
What if I told you buying a good used car just got a whole lot easier? And what if you could know the history, mileage, and price of that used car long before you even go to the dealership? Well, here's the answer. Simply go online and search Yahoo for Honda certified used cars. You'll see the current selection at the Honda dealers nearest you, along with the information you need to make an informed decision. Feels good to be in control, doesn't it? Okay, no more questions. Honda certified used cars. It may be used, but it's still a Honda.
Across the offices of our nation, something wonderful is happening. Office Max rubber band balls are transforming your gray and streaked documents to colorful perfection with America's largest selection of retail ink and toner. More ink means we have your ink. Right now, buy any HP ink cartridge priced $19.99 or higher with any HP printer and save $10 off your total purchase. Valid through February 19th. Ink claim based on survey of select office product superstores includes National and Office Max brand ink and toner and ink refill. Office Max. Work with us.
President Obama met with students training at an Intel plant in Oregon. He called for investments in research and development and in education and spoke about his own knowledge of science.
It gave them a chance to talk about things like quantum ternary algorithms. And it gave me a chance to nod my head and pretend that I understood what they were talking about.
The president has appointed Intel CEO Paul Otellini to his new Council on Jobs and Competitiveness. Notellini is already hiring.
I'm proud to announce that this year Intel will hire 4,000 new permanent, highly skilled employees in the U.S.
Intel begins construction soon in Arizona on a $5 billion manufacturing plant. A Connecticut congressman says he's been cured of Bieber fever. Democratic Representative Christopher Murphy jokingly admitted on Twitter yesterday he had Bieber fever after reading the Canadian teen's criticism of the U.S. healthcare system. He later tweeted that he was cured after learning the pop star opposes abortion. Deirdre Bryant, ABC News.
Join me this week here on the Money. You know, we're local to Boca, but national in scope. Great interviews with smart guests and my weekly commentary, plus investment tips to help you get the best return on your hard-earned buck. So join me, Steve Pomerantz, right here on the Money.
Don't miss Steve Pomerantz and his popular financial talk show, On the Money. Listen every Friday from 12 to 1 p.m. on WSBR. Money Talk Radio for South Florida.
The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to Real Estate Today with Yvette Lipp and Aura Tomas. With more than 20 years combined experience in the real estate and financial industry, Yvette and Aura bring you a weekly update on the latest trends, news, and developments in today's complex real estate marketplace. Yvette is a licensed mortgage broker with expertise in finance. Aura is a licensed realtor specializing in both residential and investment properties. Stay tuned for cutting-edge insight on how you can improve your overall financial outlook. And now, Real Estate Today.
Good evening and welcome back to the Real Estate Today show. This is Aura Tomas from Berger Realty, and with me is Yvette Lipp from Fenby Mortgage. Good Friday, Yvette.
Hi, Aura. How are you?
I am great. Okay, I'm really excited about today's show. We have a jam-packed show for you with a lot of great information, and I can't wait to share with you all these goodies. What we're going to talk about today is kind of like real estate reality check. Okay, Yvette, and I'm going to let you start it this time.
Okay, well, first of all, thank you to everybody who called us in during the week, all of our new clients and everybody who called in and just basically told us what great information we're giving them, all the insight, all the stuff that nobody else will tell them. We actually were able to share a lot of great information on the air. last week. So thanks to everybody who called us in. But today we wanted to talk to you guys about all the ins and outs of buying a home. Buying a home, it's a process with many stages that takes several months and sometimes even takes several years. Reason being is because sometimes people don't have, you know, the credit that they need in order to qualify, and sometimes they're having, you know, a pretty hard financial situation and they're not quite ready to buy. So in a situation like that, it can take them several years. But today we're excited to share with you some of the insider secrets that you may not have heard elsewhere, and also involved in buying a house. We would like to help you make the best decisions at every phase of your home buying process. The first stage is deciding whether it's right, you know, whether it's the right time to buy a house. So, Aura, how do you know when it's the right time to buy a house?
Well, I mean, that's a great question. And, you know, everybody knows that the home affordability is at all-time high. The home prices are low, and so are the interest rates. And trying to time the market is a fool's errand. What do I mean by that? Many who get caught up in that game of trying to make sure that they buy at the absolute bottom will end up losing out on some very favorable conditions.
Yes, definitely. I personally had a few clients during the week who were holding off on proceeding with refinances because they were waiting to see what the market was going to do as far as interest rates. And, you know, I've had situations where the client starts off at, just an example, you know, say 4.25, and they want to see if they can get it to the 4%. And by the time they're actually ready to move forward, the interest rate's already at 5%. So they waited only to have a higher interest rate. And same goes for purchases. If your interest rate goes higher than what you were anticipating for, it could keep you from getting qualified for the purchase. Your debt-to-income ratio now is higher because the interest rate is higher. So you can potentially be out of a home.
Very, very good point. Beyond that, the most important considerations when deciding whether and when you should buy a home are personal, not market-driven. So what do I mean by that? So on today's market, it only makes sense to buy a place if it's going to work for you for 7 to 10 years. What do you think about that, Yvette?
Well, here's the thing about that, because a lot of times, especially first-time home buyers, you know, I've had people tell me, you know, well, how do I know that I'm going to keep this home for the entire 30 years? And I've had other people tell me, well, you know, it's my first home, so I may only stay in it for 2 or 3 years, and after that, you know, move on to hopefully a bigger one. Now, as far as the short-term financing goes, you know, this is from the financing aspect of it, people who are not looking to stay in their homes for the full 30-year term, you know, if they think that they're going to be, you know, staying in the home for 3 or 4 years and then moving on to the next one, it's recommendable that they would get into, like, an adjustable rate mortgage. I know a lot of people will say, oh, my God, you know, oh, my goodness, don't get an ARM loan. You know, those are the worst loans. They're the worst loans if you get that loan for the wrong reason. I mean, if you're picking the ARM loan just because you want a 3.5 interest rate, then you're getting yourself in trouble. You're setting yourself up for failure. The adjustable rate mortgages are for people who are only looking to stay in the property for a certain period of time, and either they're going to pay off the property during that time while their interest rate is still fixed and their payment's still fixed, or they're going to sell the property and move on to the next one. But the adjustable rate mortgages are not for somebody who's planning on staying in their home for the full 30 years, because once you're, you know, the 3-year ARM or the 5-year ARM or the 7-year ARM, once they adjust, you know, your payment's going to be so much higher than what you were accustomed to paying, and that's what puts people in a bind where they can no longer afford it. And that's one of the problems that we're having now in this market, affordability.
Right, exactly. Yeah, so like holding back, rather than holding back and like waiting for the best or like the bottom prices, smart buyers decide to buy when it makes sense for them, for their families, for their lifestyle, for whatever is going on in their life. Okay, for example, they need to be comfortable making a commitment to live in a specific town or make a commitment for their family plan. For example, their plan to get married or have children or maybe empty their nests and plan to, you know, downsize.
Downsize, right.
Right. So all this has implications on what kind of space, you know, they need, the location, the school districts, and also what would be the time to move into a home.
Right.
Taking into consideration that children, you know, want to be settled, you know, before school starts. And another thing is career plans. Okay. Also, you have to think about your job and your job security or your income security.
Right, and that's one of the things that we're coming across now with the financing. You know, people either unfortunately losing their jobs or they're in the middle of a career change where they're trying to start up with a different company. If you guys happen to go under contract and you're in the process of financing, the last thing you want to do is switch jobs during that period of time. Just because you provided your pay stubs, you know, and they already verified your employment at the beginning of the process, that doesn't mean that you're off the hook. What it means really is that the processor is going to contact your employer about 5 days prior to closing to make sure that you're still working there. And if you've given a 2-week notice because you're planning on moving on to the next job, the next question on the verification of employment is, what's the probability of continued employment? So you don't want somebody from your HR department to say, well, yes, they've been working here for X amount of years, but they gave a 2-week notice and their last day will be, you know, such and such date. That's going to blow up your loan the day of closing, and you're going to be out of a home and out of that particular job. So you have to be careful with that. Also, if it's somebody who's moving from a different state, you want to make sure that they don't have more than two months gap of employment. So if somebody relocating from New York or California or wherever it may be, and now they're trying to purchase a home, you want to make sure that you don't allow more than a 2-month lapse period in between jobs. Okay, otherwise you're going to have a hard time qualifying for financing.
Okay, that's really all great information. And like you said in the beginning of the program, a lot of people may not know all these details are actually crucial and could be detrimental, you know.
In qualifying versus not, right.
What about if you just started, let's say you were in a job before and you just started to, you know, you're starting your own business. How does that affect your pre-qualification?
Banks have an issue with that. If you've been an employee who's been W-2 with a steady salary, you know, it's fine. But once you go from that to being self-employed, when you become self-employed, basically your first year is just a loss because all of the money you're making, you're putting it back into the business to grow your business. So at the end of the year, you have very little to no income or you're at a negative. Lenders don't like to see that you're going from steady income to maybe you have income, maybe you don't have income, which is the situation of a lot of people who are self-employed who are just starting up a business, and even the situation who have people who have already had the business for many years, you know, sometimes they get paid and sometimes they don't. That's just the life of the self-employed. So people have to be careful when they're thinking of making a switch from being a W-2 salary employee to now opening their own business. They have to buy the house first. After they buy their house, then you can go ahead and become whoever you want to be. But until you close on the mortgage, you have to stay W-2. Now, if you've already been self-employed for 2 years, as long as you have filed tax returns for 2 full years, then you're okay to purchase. They're going to go off of the adjusted gross income, not what you say you make, but what you actually make after all of your expenses and deductions. If you make $100,000 and after all of your write-offs, you end up with $50,000 of income, that's your income, not $100,000. So it's very difficult now for self-employed borrowers to qualify. Basically, anybody who's 1099 is very difficult to qualify because of the write-offs.
Okay, great. Good information. Okay, I want to remind our listeners our phone number. Please write it down. If you're driving, don't write it down. Try to remember it. 954-652-8800. Again, this is Ora Tomas and Yvette Leap. Our phone number for any questions after the show, please pick up the phone. Don't just sit there. This is all great information, and if any of that applies to you and you still have some questions or concern, that's what we're here for. Okay, so call us, 954-652-8800. Okay, the next thing that I guess you may want to take into consideration is your financial plans. So that would mean changes in income, changes in your expenses. For example, your kids may be going to college. Or maybe, like you said before, if you are switching from being an employee, being your own business owner, okay, maybe you need some capital for your firm. So that's going to have an impact as well, wouldn't it?
It would, because they would have to obtain what is called a business loan, and that comes with a monthly payment. So what's going to happen is now we have to count that payment into the debt-to-income ratio, so it's going to make it even that much more difficult to qualify.
Wow, I mean, this getting pre-approval is quite a process, isn't it?
It is, it definitely is.
And that just brings me to the next inside secret, which is working with a mortgage broker that is referred by your real estate broker is so, so important.
Right. Yeah, I think a lot of times, you know, if you refer to someone by, you know, your mortgage broker, that means that that realtor has already, you know, worked with that person in the past, and that mortgage banker has a proven track record of closing deals and putting people into new homes. You don't want to just contact your bank because you have a checking and savings account and think that they're going to take better care of you. What they're going to do is they're going to send you to their processing center, you know, and have you call an 800 number. So we'll get into a little bit more of that after we return from our break.
Okay, great. It's time for a break. Please, here's our number again, 954-652-8800. Please call us. We are at standby waiting for your call.
Today's real estate market is full of questions. Should I buy now? Should I refinance? Is it a good time to invest? What are my options if my home is worth less than what I owe? To find the answers that work for you, you need expert insight. Contact Yvette Lith and Ora Tomas for a complimentary consultation. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking for investment property, Yvette and Ora have the expertise and insight you need to make the best decision for your financial future. And right now, you can take advantage of outstanding programs featuring no out-of-pocket fees for a loan application, fast closing of 30 days or sooner, even refinancing programs if you're upside down in your current mortgage. The consultation is always free, and for your convenience, they offer service 7 days a week. Yvette Lip and Ora Tomas, your real estate solution. Se habla español. Call 954-652-8800. That's 954-652-8800. Once again, that number is 954-652-8800.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Today Show with myself, Yvette Lip, and Ora Tomas. Just before our break, we were talking about the advantages of working with a mortgage banker versus calling an 800 number, you know, to work at or to have your loan done directly with your bank because you have a checking savings account. You feel like you're going to get a better deal, and it's not necessarily true. I mean, there's many advantages of working with a mortgage banker versus working with a call center, which is where you're going to get directed to if you go with your bank. And one of them is you're going to have this person's cell phone number, and they're available to you, you know, pretty much every day. When you call the bank, you know, if you call after business hours, you're going to talk to an answering machine, and you don't know what time they're going to return your call the following day. Not to mention, a mortgage banker is able to help you negotiate, you know, any third-party fees, whereas the bank, you know, they just want to go through the motion and get your loan closed. You know, if you're paying more than everybody else, they don't really look at stuff like that. They're just looking at their documents, their paperwork, their fees. As long as their fees are good to go, they don't really care about anything else. Now, for us as mortgage bankers, we care about our clients' pockets because we care that they save money, they're happy with the transaction, and, of course, a referral business. So we sit down, we go through the HUD, we make sure that they're not being overcharged on anything, and if we feel that we are, we go up to bat for them. You know, we contact title companies, you know, insurance companies, whoever it is that we need to contact to try to save them some money.
Yeah, well, that's really great, and that makes all the difference for us. Like, for me as a realtor, I honestly, I don't like to work with anybody's mortgage broker or lender if I don't know that person, you know, personally, because when we put a contract together, there is timelines. We have to comply with certain times for certain events that's going to happen
right
during that period. And I know, okay, that working with somebody like you, not only are you going to get them pre-qualified, not only are you going to get them the best interest rate, not only you're going to fight and shop for the best items on their closing statement to make it as lean as possible, but you will deliver on time.
Right.
So that we can close the contract when it says on the contract we have a closing date.
Right, and that's very important because you don't want to miss what they call the loan commitment period, and that's when the seller demands, you know, to have a loan approval, making sure that you're going to be able to qualify for the loan. If not, they're going to want to put the house back on the market for backup offers. So a lot of times this happens if your mortgage broker doesn't come through for you or if your bank doesn't come through for you, as far as you get the contract accepted today and 14 days from today, you need to have a loan commitment. If you don't have that loan commitment to be signed off on, they can put your house back on the market and start, you know, taking backup offers. So that's very important when you're working with a mortgage banker, because it's more of a smaller group that they're dealing with. They give you more one-on-one, you know, attention versus calling a call center, you know, and just whoever's available takes your phone call. If you make the cutoff period, great. And if not, then you're going to have to figure out plan B.
Exactly. And, I mean, for us as real estate agents, you know, this is so important because, you know, we want to provide not just a service, but we want to deliver on time. So it's not enough that a lender can get the client pre-qualified, but to come up with the timing and the pace and get over all the common obstacles,
right,
as we
right.
know, that come up in the process, you right. know, to end up putting their and in their home at the time that was intended is really where it's at.
Right, yeah, and it's important for everybody to understand that when their realtor is asking them to work with a certain person, it's not because they're expecting a cut. It's because they've already worked with that person in the past, and they know what kind of things that that person can do for you. So that's the reason why, you know, sometimes it's always good to go with the person that your realtor works with, because it's a team. You know, they have a relationship already. They can communicate. They get things done a lot faster. You know, when you're doing your loan through a mortgage banker and you have that direct connection, you know, on a personal level, you know, with the person who's doing your loan, they can actually close your loan anywhere between 3 to 4 weeks. I mean, I just had a super rush closing, you know, last week, and we had to close that thing out in about 16 days. We made it work. I mean, we had to jump through a lot of hurdles, but this is a deal that fell apart at a bank that I'm not going to say which bank it is, but it fell apart at somebody's bank who they banked there and they thought they would have preference because they have checking, savings, money markets, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It fell apart, and I had to save the deal and close it out in 16 days. So as bankers, we're able to do that. We're able to save your deals. We're able to get you to closing a lot faster and hand you your keys a lot sooner. Whereas if you're going through your bank, a lot of times you have to go into contract for like 30 to 45 day closing because they take a little bit longer. You're not their, you know, you're not their only loan. And not that to a mortgage banker or a mortgage broker, you are their only loan, but their volume is so much smaller than, you know, when you're dealing directly with a bank. So when you're dealing with somebody who has a smaller volume, you get more attention. You know, you get all of their time. You're there when they call you. You're there on the weekends. You're there at nighttime. You're always there. You know, but when you're dealing with somebody who deals with many, many hundreds, you know, of buyers, mm-hmm. they're only there from like 8 to 6, and after that you have to wait until the next day.
Exactly. And I know from us dealing with each other in this last couple of years, you know, how sometimes that extra phone call that you make to me or I make to you,
it makes all the difference.
Pushes the deal forward and, you know, clears the way with whatever obstacles and, we're, you know, and you're back on track. So it's really so important. Here's our phone number again, 954-652-8800. Please call us anytime. We're here to answer any of your questions. We do this show because we want you to feel comfortable, to trust that the information that we give you is accurate. Okay, and we will address whatever specific circumstances you're in.
Yeah, okay. If anybody has any concerns on anything, on any situations that they're facing, or if they're thinking of refinancing, or if they're thinking of selling, or if they're concerned that they may not qualify for their next purchase, or if they're thinking of renting their property, I mean, so many different scenarios. If anybody has any questions on anything like that that they think we could possibly help, we would be more than happy to. And if we don't have the answer, we'll find the answer and get back to you guys.
Yeah, because we don't take yes for an answer.
Or no, we don't take no
for
an answer.
We don't take no for an answer.
Yeah, we definitely don't take
no for an answer. Okay, and Yvette just touched on lightly on a subject we're going to talk about on our next show, and that's what happens if you absolutely cannot qualify right now, but you are dying to be a homeowner.
Right.
You don't want to rent anymore. You've had enough with rental. You know, when the bank says no, we may say yes.
Right.
You want
right.
to find out about that on our next show.
Yeah, you guys will have to tune in next Friday.
Yes.
You know, again, and we'll let you guys know how you guys can own.
Absolutely. There's always a way. So, again, use our phone number, 954-652-8800. I'm Aura Tomas with Berger Realty, and you are?
Yvette Lip with Femby Mortgage.
Okay, very good. Actually, the next step is house hunting. And just to talk about that for a second, I don't know how much time, you know, how much, if you can actually, you know, talk about all the details. But I'm talking about the distressed property versus a regular property that's mm-hmm. being sold by the owner or by seller.
Let's talk about that because a lot of times people think that they're getting a great deal because they're buying a distressed property and they really don't know what they're buying. I mean, sometimes, you know, I personally had a situation about 4 months ago where my client purchased a smaller home for about maybe, I think it was about $95,000. Mm-hmm. And after everything was said and done, after he had to redo everything, I mean, he almost bought another home for that exact same price with everything that he had to put, you know, as far as upgrades and just replacing everything because, boy, mm-hmm. did that house need work. So, a lot of times people think that they're going to get this great deal. You know, they're carpenters or they're construction workers or their uncle does floors, stuff like that. But you really don't know how much it's going to cost you to get everything fixed. And, you know, to make matters worse, a lot of times people think that if they're going to put $100,000 in upgrades in their home, now their house is worth $100,000 more. And for as sad as this is going to sound, you know, that's not the case at all. You know, so don't think that because you're putting $100,000 or $200,000 in upgrades into your property that automatically it's worth that much more. It's not. It is worth a little more. You know, we're not appraisers to tell you what percentage to base it on, but we can tell you that it's definitely not going to be worth exactly the amount that you put into it.
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is that there's at least 30 to 40% of all properties on the market are distressed,
yeah.
or either pre-foreclosure or foreclosed home already. So, you know, the bargains are out there.
Yes, and it all depends on what somebody's looking for. You know, if
yeah.
somebody's looking for one of those homes, you know, to get in for like $80,000, $100,000, $150,000 and turn it into a $300,000 home down the road, you know, if you have that kind of money, you know, great. So some people are looking for those type of deals. You know, and other people are looking for deals that are like $100,000 to $150,000 with minimal work to be done. It's distressed, but it's to the point where it's still affordable for them to do all the fixtures of everything.
Yeah, well, you know that there is an interesting distinction that we need to pay attention sometimes when we talk about distressed properties. There is actually some advantages of buying it directly from the seller.
Yeah.
Okay, because the sellers are emotional. They're motivated. They want to sell. You know, they have some place to go or they need to go or they're just in a situation where they really have to make the sale. They'll work with you. Sometimes we can get sellers to do a lot of concessions. You know, you may get closing costs. You may get money for upgrades and repairs that you talk
about.
Right,
yeah.
Right? Versus the bank, they have no emotions. For them, it's all about the bottom line.
Yeah, they don't offer anything. It's all for them. They want it all.
And they're not going to just give it away just because it's distressed property. You know, they still have to comply with their ratios and...